everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. I apologize for the late start, but we're here and we're going to have fun. I got an exciting guest on today with me, another reader, Elizabeth Rose. I'll introduce her in a few seconds. As soon as I get the numbers out there, the numbers are toll-free, USA and Canada. And the readings are free, and we're going to read right up until the hour. We're going to tag team you today. And I believe the future shows are going to be 95% readers, so you're going to get plenty of readings. Readings for everyone. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, use it. 1-530-876-3222. That's the direct line if you have a plan. Okay. I'm going to bring my guest. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday, every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you want to know more about me, you can check michaelgoger.com. All the information is there. You can listen to the show live there, and you can listen live at BBS Radio. Bookmark both sites, navigate them. You can't go wrong. There's plenty to do here at BBS Radio, dozens and dozens of readers. And you would get nothing but benefits by bookmarking it and learning how to navigate it and listen to the show. My show is Station 1. They do have three stations. Make sure you're on the right station when you're there. And like I said, You're in the Thoughts is Station 1. So I'm going to bring out my guest, Elizabeth Rose. Elizabeth, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Michael. How are you?
Good. Welcome to my show.
Good deal.
I waited all week for this.
I have, too. It's been fascinating. It's just going to be so good.
Okay. Your name is Elizabeth Rose. You're an intuitive hypnotherapist, reader. What else you want to throw in there, Elizabeth?
Oh, let's see. Also a grandmother.
My grandmother.
Wow.
That's important.
That is important.
I love being a poppy, so...
I like to do a lot of different things. I keep myself very busy.
Good. You're 56 years old.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. I'm 51. You've been around. You've been reading now for how long?
Oh, probably close to 30 years off and on.
30 years.
Yeah.
Amazing. It started in your childhood then?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Very much.
I have a tense interest in other readers and how they develop and when it started and how it started. And I want to showcase that with my show from now on. And I want to bring the reader into the limelight and let them know that we're normal people and we were led in this direction. And that we're also doing other things with our abilities except just doing readings. And in my case, it is fundraising and shedding light on good causes. So that's where I'd like to go with mine.
Yeah.
And I've been... You have a room in Pal Talk.
I do.
It's Duke's room, right?
Uh-huh.
It's called?
Yeah. Duke and
okay.
Draw.
And you're doing guided visualizations in there.
Yes, I do. I do healings. Do a lot of healings in there also. But yeah, we're doing some healings. We do a guided visual every night. Everyone's welcome to show up. Very beneficial.
Yes. You're packing the rooms.
Yeah.
The room is packed.
Yeah.
And it's just for
they're very good people. A lot of good people in Bell.
Yes, I see that. Everybody's enjoying what you're doing. And really, I've seen a lot of good going on.
Yeah, I love them and they love me. It's all good.
And now you do this every night?
I do this every night.
Okay.
Every night of the week.
Wow. And I was there for an hour, and it looked like you were like halfway through it. So you're looking at like a two and a half hour gathering.
Yeah, it depends on how many people are there. And I make a point to actually go to each and every one who comes into the room port. And Spirit gives me messages sometimes for each one. And I make sure that they get it.
Okay. And I found it very interesting, the energy that goes into this, and to do it every night, it's just phenomenal. It reminds me of me in my old days, what I used to do, and probably going to still do a little bit of it eventually once I get straightened out, but there's a lot of time and effort that goes into this and a lot of energy. And I was just fascinated by what you're doing. I thought it was not to ask nothing for it at all and just to continually keep doing it on top of all the techie problems and issues that are involved and working in a chat room and when with anybody that just comes into the room. Because you're in the middle of a meditation visualization and somebody pops in and wants to know what's going on. So there's a lot involved in just getting on the mic and talking.
Well, there certainly is, and I've got a lot of good people that work with us in that room. You know, there's Duke and moderators that are there that really take care of, anything that arises up. I don't have to worry about any of that.
Yep, I've seen that. Very well done. Very well done, very well organized, and very enjoyable, and very helpful, too. If anybody wants to learn how to meditate or visualize, or just to relax, I would suggest that you look this lady up in Pal Talk. Can they add you to their messengers?
Most certainly. Anytime. I tell everybody that comes into that room, they're all welcome to add me if they like to.
Add you. And they would add you to their Pal Talk friends list as?
Emerald Lioness.
Emerald Lioness.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just that. No numbers, no underscore.
No numbers, no nothing else.
Emerald Lioness, and then they will see your status light on saying that you were in the room doing what you're doing.
I always put on my status message when I'm getting ready to do a meditation, like 45 minutes after the hour, whatever it might be, so yes.
Okay, and if you want to study meditation or know anything about it or visualization, because they go hand in hand, Go into the room and see what Elizabeth Rose does and sit there for the entire gathering and participate, because you're only going to gain from it. I caught like three of them and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and you took me where I wanted to go, and it felt fantastic, and it was very understandable. That was another thing that I liked about what you were doing in there. Somebody, a veteran from the field, can go in and understand, or a beginner that knows nothing about what's going on.
Yes, it's very important.
Yes, would be very comfortable at your gathering and would understand.
I try to make sure that everybody gets something.
I've seen that. Once you bring the room down to where you'd like it to be, you go to each person in the room, and it looks like to me, leave them with some wisdom and insights.
Well, like I said, sometimes spirit just speaks to us, and we both know that you do the same thing. And when it does, then you need to tell a person what you need to tell them. And I just try to make sure that everybody gets something. And if nothing else, they get total relaxation, and it's so easy to just let themselves relax and let go of the stresses of the day.
Yes, it's important. And the reason it caught my eye is because I believe in order to be... there's a difference between psychic reader and psychic. Everybody needs to keep this in mind. In order to be a psychic reader, you need to know what you're doing and to experience it and incorporate it into your preparation. And at least I feel that way anyway.
Right.
So the listening audience, if you want to be a reader, the information that you would get at Elizabeth's gatherings would be valuable to you and would help you start preparing yourself for what's ahead. And even if you don't want to be a reader, you just want to use it in your life to improve your life or to feel better, you will get a lot from these gatherings, too. So I can't tell you enough to go out of your way and put Elizabeth Rose on your Pal Talk Messenger and look for her gatherings and really enjoy them. And whatever you need, feel good or to prepare yourself to go into the industry as a reader, You can't go wrong. Okay, Elizabeth, how can the people contact you? I want to get your contact info out of the way before we jump into the readings, because when the readings start, it gets hectic and nonstop. So.
Right, exactly. All right, you can contact me at emeraldlioness@hotmail.com.
Okay.
They can also contact me by my webpage, and that webpage is www.angelspiritualityparadise, I believe it is. Let me check it. Let me make sure I give you the right one.
Okay.
Let's take a quick look. And it is angelspiritualparadise.com/emeraldlioness. HTM.
Okay, great. And they can reach you there, or
they can reach me there, and there's also a phone number that they can call me at.
Okay,
602-512-5337.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's email, Angel Spiritual Paradise website, and you're also got a page now in my guest info lineup.
Wonderful. I appreciate that.
And that's going to stay there forever or until you say to take it down. So you can find Elizabeth at three different places or just email her. And definitely go out of your way to try to catch one of her gatherings. Now, you combine your abilities with a hypnotherapist. You're actually a certified hypnotherapist.
Yes.
And I see that you mix it a lot with your abilities.
I do mix it a lot because I think that it goes hand in hand.
Yes.
And I think that we can really heal others in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that just happens to be one that I'm very good at, and I enjoy that, too. It's been the love of my life.
Good. I can feel the passion in there.
Yeah, it has. It's been the love of my life, and it's been really good to me.
Yeah, I can feel
there's
it.
There's so much that can be done. And like I said, there's many ways of healing. We all know that.
Yes.
I do some energy healing. There's some crystal healing that I do. I do touch. I work on nonverbal hypnosis, and not many know about nonverbal hypnosis.
Yep.
And of course, that has to be done face to face. But it's, you know, it's using touch, and it's remarkable. It's awesome.
It's very important, very important. And as I was developing, I studied hypnosis, and I also incorporated it into my rituals and my practices, and I found it invaluable.
Yes, very much so.
You know, and it's connected to affirmations, self-hypnosis, biofeedback, and visualization.
Exactly. And it can take care of so many of our things where we get really a lot of anxiety,
right.
Blood pressure problems. We can lower those things. There's a lot of things we can do with this.
Exactly. And what I was looking for was the ability to listen above and beyond, which is the most important thing in being a reader, I feel, is the ability to listen to your contacts and where your information is coming from.
Exactly.
And to separate it from ego and... What's that?
And to see what we need to see.
True.
Yeah,
true.
Very much so.
You know, because a lot of people... One of the biggest questions I get is, how do you become a reader? Or how do you know you're a psychic? Or how do you... What do you do? You know, and the biggest thing is listening. And having a reference system to compare it to,
yep.
And being able to separate it from ego and all the other sensory that's around you.
Exactly.
So,
I think everybody has that ability.
Yes. Everybody has, thank you, everybody has the ability to receive information paranormally or psychic ability, whatever you might want to call it, communicate with spirit. It's just a matter of blocking out the world and listening to spirit. And hypnosis and self-hypnosis and visualization meditation are the biggest tools to get to that stage.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth, I think we covered it all. You are ready for some calls?
I'm ready for some calls.
All right. Well, I'll do a little reading, and then you can. I'll hand them to you.
All right. Fantastic, Michael.
Okay. I want to see if the boss is ready to give me a call. Don, if we got some calls, we'll go to him. If not, we'll keep on talking about Michael Goger. www.michaelgoger.com. Bookmark it. There's lots of info there. It's changing every day. Please check my website out. Sign my guest book. Stop in and see me. We're here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be the psychic show. I'm going to be showcasing other readers and doing double readings for everybody. It's easier on me, and it gives the audience what they like, so this is where we're headed. And I'm just waiting for the boss to connect me to some calls. I know there's a lot of calls waiting. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
My name is Sadie.
Heidi?
Sadie. S-A-D-I-E.
Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie, where are you calling from, Sadie?
Sarasota, Florida.
Florida, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called. I don't know if you're familiar with my readings, but I'm going to connect to you and give you some information that could help you, and then I'm going to turn you over to Elizabeth and let her give you a little bit of insight. Okay, Sadie?
Okay, great.
Okay, I hear and feel my imagery, so I'm just going to repeat what I'm hearing and feeling, and hopefully it'll help you somehow. I'm going right to what appears to be within the next 30 days. I don't know if you got something, a journey planned. I feel like I got to go somewhere or do something. And so it might involve some travel within the next 30. I don't know if that means anything to you, but just hang on to it for a little bit. And it's a turning point, too. I feel like, it's a turning point in the business arena or financial arena, too. Sadie, are you looking for a job?
No, not right now.
Okay, do you have any travel coming up within 30?
No, not until the end of November.
Okay, well, is that connected to finances or because of money, or...
Well, I'm saving money for the trip at Thanksgiving.
Okay, because I am getting a journey. And I do know the journey is very beneficial in many different ways. For some reason, it's helping me work through some issues. And I'm coming back clearer and more focused.
Uh-huh.
And I solved some issues. I don't know if they're just mental, emotional, or some things that's going on in your world. But this trip is going to be very beneficial, and I feel like it's going to be happy and help you in many different ways, not just as a vacation or a pleasure trip, but I'm getting clarity and focus with this. A slight hint of relocating. I don't know, somewhere down the road, if you have to, or you've been thinking about moving, or somebody close to you may have to move?
No, my mom just moved.
Okay, well, just kind of remember that. I can barely hear you, Sadie, so I'm just going to get your info out there because, or you can talk louder into the phone. Maybe
okay.
That would help, too. Also, I'm getting a... Also, you got something going on in the work world, Sadie. There's going to be a change of some kind. Or a partnership, or so, or joining forces with someone. So watch for this in the business arena, the financial arena. I'm hearing a partnership, a joining forces, which is going to be very beneficial to you. And again, with property or home, I don't know if you're selling, buying, or you got to move, or you're going to change or fix and make something bigger. But that seems to be taking up some of your thoughts too, between now and say within the next 30 days. And if you are doing something in real estate or property, or you need to accomplish something in the home where you are, double check everything and make sure that it's like if you see a deal and you know you want it, grab it, because I feel like somebody could beat you out. There'll be some competition with it. So you can't drag your feet on anything that you want to accomplish by the middle of October if you're looking for or doing something with real estate or property. Are you involved in business or real estate or anything like that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you sure you're not planning on moving or gotta move?
No, not that I know of. I hope not.
Interesting.
No, I just moved in March. I moved into a new home, a better place.
Oh, okay. I wonder if that's what I'm picking up on. Is there anybody in real estate with you?
No.
Is there a better half that works in the field? Or?
No.
Boy, it's strange.
My mom has just bought a home.
Okay. It could be the home. Do you have to fix anything or change anything there?
I don't know. I'm having some problems with my son. He started kindergarten and is having some behavioral issues. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
No, this is something with the home, changing something or making something bigger or fixing something.
Huh.
It may unfold as you go through the next 30. It might be something that has to be accomplished. But I feel like you're going to pull that off and it's going to go okay. Anything with property, this is a good time for it. And I'm being pulled to the home. I feel like it's that was a good move, and you're going to do well there. I think that's what the move was that I was hearing, and that you're in a new home.
Okay.
Because they were pulling me to the new home. So, and I think if you need to do something there and you apply for it or you need the help to accomplish it, that's going to go well for you.
Okay.
And the vacation will be successful and help you in many different ways, too many ways to touch on now, but you come back clearer and more focused. And watch for somebody. Are you working, Sadie?
Yes.
Okay. Are you? Is it a partnership, or you got a business, or?
No, I just
do a regular
office work for a company.
Okay, something's going to change there.
Okay.
I got a feeling they're going to offer you something. I don't know if it's. I don't. I just feel like it's a better job description, maybe with a little more responsible and a little more income. I think the income increases with this.
Okay.
But there's a joining of forces, somebody over there watching your back or connecting you to something. And I believe that's going to play out, too, by the middle of October. So watch for that.
Okay.
You got some good stuff going on in the work world, and it's going to be very beneficial to you. All right, Sadie,
good.
I'm going to let you go to Elizabeth and see what she has for you.
Okay, great.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Hi, Sadie.
Hi.
Okay.
My middle name,
first
Elizabeth.
Thing I picked up was I'm wondering if what's going on with family. Has there been something going on with the family here lately?
My son, I'm having having some troubles with him.
Okay, all right. So that's what brought that on. I can tell you that just stay with it, honey. It's going to work out all right. Okay. It's hard on him. It's are you a single mom?
Yes.
Okay. All
Hi.
Right. That's the other thing. It's hard on him, but it's almost like you're struggling with him.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I want you to know that it's all, just stick with it, honey. It's going to be okay. All right. It's going to work out good for you with him.
Do you see any suggestions that I should do with him?
Show him a lot of love. Just give him a lot of love, honey. Try not to be so quick to get angry at him, because for some reason I'm feeling that's part of it. And it's not that you're angry at him. It's the anger that you're feeling at his dad, perhaps. And it's just, it's really hard for you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't mean to jump in the middle of it, but I just was getting something, Beth, and I just want to relay it to her.
Go right ahead.
Okay, Sadie, is he going on the journey with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if it's the only trip I know of is in Thanksgiving. We're going to North Carolina to my mom's.
Okay.
We're all going as a family.
Okay, when you were talking to Elizabeth, my guides jumped in and they kept pointing to this. That is what the focus and the clarity is going to be.
Okay.
That this trip that you're going on with your son, when you come back, I do feel is going to make a big difference.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe your mom gets through to him or he sees you in a different light. But when you get back from this trip, I believe some of your problems with your son will be solved.
Okay.
Okay, and is there a church or a group that you belong to?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that?
Yeah, I do. I haven't been participating as often as I should, but...
Okay, they're pointing me to a group or an organization. It could be spiritually based, and I believe you can get some help from these people, too, if you were to get maybe involved again.
Okay.
I know it's kind of hard just to get up and get involved in a group or a church, but... If you feel yourself being pulled that way, I do feel some help and assistance coming from a spiritually based group that could help your son a little too, or help you deal with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
These are just two thoughts I wanted to leave with you. I'm sorry, Beth. Go ahead.
No, Michael. Never apologize. That's perfectly fine. You know that.
Okay.
Sadie, it's going to be all right, honey. I agree with what Michael's saying. Getting involved with a group, it's like you've put all this pressure on your own shoulders. And you felt like you had to do it that way. And, honey, there's a better way of doing it, all right?
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to share it with others.
Nope.
And when you share it with others, it lessens the pressure and the load for you. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, Sadie.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hon. Take
love
care of yourself.
Life,
good luck with everything and stay in touch.
Thank you very much.
It's going to improve. Believe me, it's going to improve.
I can only hope so.
When you come, I guarantee when you come back from your trip, it's going to be better.
Good.
And you'll have some answers.
Okay.
Take care, Sadie. Thank you very much. All right, everybody. You know the number. You want a reading? Give us a ring. You're in the thoughts. Michael Goger. I'm here with a very good guest, Elizabeth Rose. We're doing readings for the callers, and you're getting double for your money. So give us a ring. Elizabeth, it's hard when you get calls like that, huh?
Yeah.
It does. It's
really hard on her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm
very empathic and
yes, it throws you a little bit.
Yeah, I could just feel it very.
Yes, good. Yes, I feel it too, and it's upsetting. I mean, I try to become my sitter. That's how I read people.
Right.
And if they're upset or crying or very depressed or ill, I can. Okay, hi caller, how you doing? Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
What's your first name?
Karen.
Jane?
Karen.
Could you speak up just a little bit, maybe?
Karen.
Yelling the phone. I don't know if it's my ears or...
My name is Karen.
Carrie.
Karen. K-A-R-E-N.
Karen. Okay, I'm sorry, Karen.
That's okay.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, Karen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
From Texas. All right. Let's just jump into your reading. You've been hearing me read, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and I think somewhere in the future I'm going to be just saying, what is your question? But for now, I'm going to stick with the tried and true and just repeating what I hear.
All right.
Okay, and you're in a very intense cycle right now. I want to go with several things here. Has somebody been ill or they need medical treatment or surgery, or does that make sense?
It's been me. Not surgery, but yes, I've been to the doctor's.
Okay, so you've been ill and having some problems?
Yes.
Okay, I'm feeling good about this. I feel like it turns around and it becomes as positive as can be anyway. I feel like I'm getting an improvement in health. That's one thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I am getting some ongoing medical treatment, so and you validated that, so you know about it, so mm-hmm. It's no surprise. But I do feel it... turning around for you, and whatever it is they're doing, it works, it improves, and you're feeling better, okay? So I want to get out of that now. And then I'm going to relationship for some reason. Did you just meet someone or just start a relationship?
My ex-husband 6 weeks ago committed suicide. Is that what you're picking up?
Your husband what?
My ex-husband just committed suicide 6 weeks ago.
He just came back.
Committed suicide 6 weeks ago.
Ah, no wonder I'm feeling this way. All right. I was feeling that, but I was pushing it out. Is there somebody new in your life?
Yes.
How long has he been there?
About 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks. Okay, that's what they want me to focus on.
Oh.
That's going to continue to expand and be a positive thing for you.
Oh, great.
So in other words, if there is, I feel like it's the beginning of, you know, even if it's a little rough right now or a little crazy.
Yes.
Give it time. Give it at least 30 days because I feel like at the end of the 30 days, I use a scale, 1 day and 30 days, and the scale is all the way into 30 for you. So within a month, you're going to see... your relationship intensify, maybe go another level.
Great.
Okay. I don't know if there's a commitment being talked about, or I do know one thing, that it comes closer together and it's another level. So,
great.
That's going to go well for you, and they want me to bring that out. And it's also with the cycle that you're in now. It's part of the cycle that you're in is you growing with a better half and doing well with it. So that I feel good about that.
Thank you.
Okay. And... and partnerships is all around you, and I think it's you and your new man. I believe it's just going to continually to increase and get better. It's surrounded with hearts and romance, I'm hearing, so it's going to get better and more committed. Do you guys work together or do something together financially or want to?
Want to, yes.
Okay, you're going to see that happen, I believe, with your new man. I believe there's going to be connection, commercial connection, either helping each other in work or business or working with each other. But there's a connection with you and him and making money, and you're going to see that expand, too.
Well, great.
Okay. And I'm also feeling that with the loss of your ex and the way he went, I was getting some of this, but I'm pushing it out. The one thing coming through this is that it's over with. I don't know what that means. I'm just getting this soul, and it was a rough experience. And
yes.
He wants the message out there that it was nobody's fault. He did it his way, and that it's over.
Indeed.
So, and he only did what he knew how to do, and that's the message there. And I can't get rid of it unless I verbalize it, so I brought that out for you.
Thank you.
It's just like there's no hard feelings. This is what I'm getting from this. There's no hard feelings. I did it my way, and it's over.
Right.
So in case you got some guilt or some issues with it, don't, because he doesn't want anybody to have that. And other than that, a female friend being an assistant somehow, pay attention to the females around you, because the next 30 days they're also going to be very loving, very comforting, a shoulder to cry on. There's somebody coming in here, and it's a female, and she's going to be very supportive and help you in many different ways. So pay attention to your female friends or relatives. Okay?
Okay.
There's something there for you, and some type of assistance coming. All right? And I'm going to let Elizabeth give you a few insights, and then we'll move on to the next caller, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry.
I was picking up pretty much about what Michael was doing. I wanted to talk a little bit more about this new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's going. It's just going to. It's like it's. I feel bubbling. Okay.
Okay.
It's like it's bubbling, and it's not going to go slow. It's going to be almost like you're both just going to look at each other and go, "Oh wow, we just now met."
Great.
And I mean, that's just the way it feels to me. It's just like I just see all this bubbles, and he's as happy as you are happy. And like I said, it's just a feeling that you both are going to look at one another and go, I can't believe that it's happened this quick.
Right.
And that's the way it feels for me.
Well, thank you.
And you deserve it. I want you to know that. And along with what Michael said also, I don't want you feeling any guilt.
Okay.
Because there's no need for it.
Thank you.
He did. He did it the way that he knew, the way he wanted to. It had nothing to do with you, dear.
Okay.
You need to understand that.
All right.
It had nothing at all to do with you. It was almost like it was just going to happen. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It was just going to happen with him. He was a very unhappy person, and now he's happier.
Yes.
And I think that, above all, you would wish him that.
Okay.
Because we never want to wish anybody ill, and I don't think that he doesn't have that for you. He's like he said, he's telling us that there's no need for you to feel guilty.
Okay.
And it's all good, honey, okay?
Well, thank you.
And this new man in your life has just got you going.
Indeed.
He's just got you going, and that's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
That counts.
Oh, it does. And she's
yep.
just like, oh, I can't wait to just see him again. You know, that's what I'm getting from her.
Very good. Okay, Karen, how's that?
Thank you so much. And you all
thank
have
you.
A great, great day.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for calling the show.
Bye-bye, Karen.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You take care of yourself. Thank you. Okay, very nice, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, when you're done reading, you have any preparation that you cleanse with or balance yourself out or ground? I know going in you do.
I do. I go ahead. I do, I do a little bit of self-hypnosis for myself. I kind of clear my mind out a little bit. Water is a grounding tool for me. I love to,
I do too.
I get either in the pool or I get in the shower or whatever I'm doing.
Yep.
And I, you know, and that really does, it's almost like it cleanses away everything for me.
I do too. And I know it's difficult with the time restraints and being on radio, so you're doing great. I'm enjoying having you on my show. Caller, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
What's your first name?
Leslie.
Heather?
Pardon me?
Forgive me. Say your name again.
Leslie.
Oh, boy.
Leslie, I believe.
Leslie. Thank you, Elizabeth. Leslie, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada? Great. I love Canadians. They love me. I love them. Welcome to the show. I'm going to jump into your reading, Leslie.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I don't know if you heard me read before, but I'm just going to spit out what I'm hearing and feeling and then turn you over to Elizabeth.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right. Boy, very, very metaphysical here for some reason. Leslie, I don't know if you're in the arts, the metaphysical arts, but you should be, or at least researching or dabbling, because I'm feeling a strong past life connection to spiritual matters and metaphysics. So if you're pulled to it or you feel like you want to get into it, it would pay off and satisfy a craving. And don't be afraid to, because I feel like you do have some abilities there, and you may even be involved now because you have a lot of it around you. Now, loaded with opportunities. Between now and the end of the year, between now and the end of October, you have some opportunities coming. I feel like they're in the work world, the business arena, or in business. So do keep your eyes open, because I'm getting offers coming to me. And I feel like I'm creating. I feel like I'm a very creative person. Does that make sense, Leslie? Do you?
Yeah, it does. I like to do art, and I write poetry, and I just recently actually started on my spiritual journey.
Oh, yes. I mean, you're surrounded with it. They keep saying artist. Now, I do want to mix it with, it would even help to mix it with spiritual matters, whatever the art you're in, writing, poetry, drawing. You may want to incorporate it with a spiritual overtone, because I feel like you may be mixing it anyway somewhere down the road, and you're very talented. You're going to do a lot with it. I feel like there may be some school or education or training coming for you somewhere, or are you in school now?
I was actually just starting to think about going back to school. I
okay.
had issues with my son.
It's jumping out at me.
Okay.
You're very close to actually doing it. I do know you're manifesting it, which means you're thinking about it or talking about it. And they're giving me education with this. And I feel, again, it's connected to what you're good at, some type of arts, and doing something with it, combining it with, almost like combining it with maybe even a livelihood. So keep that in mind. I keep hearing say, do it, go for it. Be bold, be confident. Confidence is going to be your biggest thing. Be confident. It's almost like I'm back and forth with this, should I, shouldn't I, and I need to just make a decision and go for it, because I feel like it's going to be a very important step in your life and open a lot of doors for you. And definitely combine it with art. Whatever you do in life, combine it with the arts, because you belong there and you have the talent. And determination. I feel like it's important. If I start it, I want to finish it. I want to follow through. I don't want to get the reputation from the starting something and not finishing it. I believe this is very important, too, for you to hear this. I need some advice, too, I feel like. I need to be advised. I you might be in a stage now with your thoughts where you need another level of advice. I don't know if it's legal or business, or you need to talk to somebody that's in the field to maybe help set up an education or a legal matter. I don't know if this means anything to you, but don't be afraid to go a step further looking for guidance and advice.
Okay.
Especially if it's financial or anything to do with your long-term goals. And if you do have anything legal going on, you got some advice coming to you. So, and it looks like it's going to go in your favor. So that's just in case you do have something going on. And I'm also getting a situation that's been delaying me or getting in my way or stopping me from accomplishing some things, and it's going to be done away with within the next 30 days. You're working your way through a very difficult situation or a barrier, an obstacle, and you're going to make up your mind to do away with it, and even if it means losing something or someone, you're going to decide that the benefits outweigh the loss. And if you're in a situation like this, you may start seeing yourself think like that. I might lose a little, but in the long term, I'm going to gain and be able to move forward. Okay, so keep that in mind as you go through the next 30 days. And I want to pay attention to my friends. I feel like I have a very good friend or a teacher or a mentor, and she's going to make a difference in my life, or she already is making a difference in my life. And she may be connected to my education, or I may meet her once I get into school, because she seems to be at the other end of the 30 days. So it might be when you actually go back to school, or somebody that's kind of like encouraging you or wanting to do it with you or joining forces and helping you with it. So pay attention to friends that are connected to your goals and your education. And if you can't think of who it is, it might even be one of your instructors once you get in there, that they there's a spark and there's a connection, and it's only beneficial for you. And I feel like I can trust their guidance and their advice. They're also very intuitive. A lot of things right now, Leslie, in your life that you may be looking for and searching for, and the answer isn't ready yet. They keep saying you need some answers that can't be given yet. And within the next 30 days, pay attention to your intuition and your dreams, because I feel like there's going to be some insights and information coming through intuitively, like from another friend that's intuitive, and it's just ringing a bell in you. Or you go to bed and you have a wild dream and you remember certain parts, and I think there's going to be some answers there. So if you're being driven crazy by looking for closure or answers, take a break and start worrying again around the end of October, because I feel like between now and the end of October, it's basically a search, looking and searching, and the answers will come later. They're just not ready to be given. So kind of like take it easy on yourself and then start looking for the answers more at the end of October. They'll come more quicker and easier for you with more clarity. Okay?
Okay.
And that's about it right now. I'll turn you over to Elizabeth and see what she has for you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Emmy.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, dear. You know that. Got a question. Going back to school thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something in the health field?
I was actually debating back and forth about whether to take traditional native medicine or going into construction.
All right. So it picked up good. I think that you need to do that. You're going to do that, okay?
Okay.
I don't want you to hold yourself back and not do it. It's all going to be all right. You're going to do this. It's certainly got to be something in the medicine thing, the medical, okay?
Okay.
For some reason, I have no clue. I just all of a sudden was thinking massage therapy, too.
I have thought about doing massage therapy, but I have some issues with touching people.
Well, I think you're going to be better off if that's the case. If you're going to do anything, do it like a secondary after you get do what you got to do first, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying there. Do it almost like a secondary. But it's going to be something that you're going to end up enjoying very much because you like touch.
Okay.
I just think that it's going to be a secondary thing for you, though, right now. Right now you need to do something that's going to help take care of you. And that's what I'm getting foremost, okay?
Okay.
So certainly do that. This thing that you're going through, the obstacles that Michael talked about, just keep going forward, okay? It's almost like you're not sure why it's happening. And yet, you know you've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's exactly what I'm getting. It's like It's like you're like, why is this going on? And I don't, you know. But you know that you got to do it.
Exactly.
All right. I want you to know that it's going to be good for you when you do it, all right?
Okay.
It's going to be a new start, a new beginning. Everything that, remember, everything that we end, when one door closes, honey, another one's going to open up.
Very true.
All right? And that's something important for you to remember, because sometimes ending things very, very hard. How well I know. But, we have to do sometimes what we don't feel like we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do it, it's just like, it's like a sunrise, honey, that comes up in the morning. Shining bright, okay? And all of a sudden, it's like, wow. So you go ahead and you do what you're going to do, but you get yourself back in school.
Oh, yeah. Very strong on education with her.
Yeah. She needs to get herself back into school and not be hesitating. Also, dear, there's going to be some money help come along with that also.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. Scholarship. Get you a scholarship, a grant. There's going to be something that's going to come along that's going to help.
Okay.
Because I know that's kind of been what's holding you back.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Very good. Leslie, good.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you both so very much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
And very talented. And as you're going through the education, remember your abilities. They could be a forefront for you, a way in and a way to complement what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. And good luck with everything, Leslie.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Both
thank you.
Okay. Love and light.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love and light.
Love
take
and
care
light,
of yourself.
Honey.
Okay. Very good, Elizabeth. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. If you want to know more, michaelgoger.com. And we're here twice a week, every Thursday and Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. We're going to go to another call. How you doing, caller?
Thank you for calling the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Where?
Texas.
I can't make it out. What is your first name, caller? What's your first
name? Alan.
Tom?
This is Alan.
Alan. Welcome to the show, Alan. What part of the world are you calling from?
Texas.
What state?
Texas.
Wow.
T-E-X-A-S.
Okay, Tom. You've been listening to the show. I'm going to jump right into your reading. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Anything you want me to focus on? You're surrounded with rainbows, so I think good things are going to be happening with you, especially in the love life. I don't know. Did you just fall in love? Just get married? Anniversary? What's going on with the love life? Anything?
No, I just met someone.
Oh, very good. I'm feeling fantastic with this. I really do, Tom. I think you found the right one. If you're wondering about it, I hope so, too. Tom, the minute I connected to you, they surrounded you with a rainbow and love and hearts. And I knew you either just met someone or just got married or fell in love. And I feel fantastic about it. I believe you're going to do real well with it. And it's going to improve your life in many different ways, especially in the home. It's almost like what you've been looking for. It's like I was searching for love, and I feel like I found it, and it's only going to get better with you. It really is. I feel not only that, but, oh, boy, let me see here. I'm just listening to my head. It's just like a radio, and I'm listening to what's being said. This is interesting. Did you know her before and back and forth with her? Or is she new in your life? Did you know
her,
the lady you're with now, did you know her before and get back together again?
No.
Nothing?
I just met her.
You just met her? And she's new in your life? Interesting. Interesting. I feel like it could be a past life that I'm picking up on. I feel like you guys belong together and you've known each other for a real long time. But at the same time, I'm getting the newness with this, too. Interesting. I believe you're blowing together, Tom. If you're wondering how it's going to go, I feel like you met the right person this time, and it's going to go well for you. I feel like between now and the next 30 days, for some reason, I am choosing between two. Tom, did you just leave a relationship and start?
Yes, I did.
You did, right?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I was torn between the two in the beginning, and I made the right decision. So I feel like I made the right decision. Okay? And I also feel like I'm also going to be dealing with choices here, choosing. So I feel like I don't know if you're looking for work or you're trying to decide what job to take. But I feel like between now and the end of October, you're going to be locked in a cycle with a lot of decision making. And I feel like it's going to... I'm being pulled to work in business with this. I don't know if you're looking for... Are you looking for a job or a change or something like this in business or work? Does that make sense, Tom?
No. Okay. I have my own wood shop here.
Okay, see.
With my horses and that.
Okay. I got something good coming to you for this. I don't know if it's an increase in business or something that you needed and you finally get, but there's something with your interest in your business arena that's going to be complemented, and some things that maybe you needed or wanted to do, you're going to see your way clear and be able to do it. I don't know if it's an expansion or just something with what you do, buddy, in your business and work arena. And I'm getting what I need, I keep hearing. I'm getting what I need, and I'm able to work through and accomplish what it is I want to accomplish. And I'm also getting visitors. You may have some visitors coming into your life, Tom. I don't know if they're family or friends coming to visit you, but I feel like it's back and forth. Like somebody's visiting me, and then I go and visit someone. So, and this is strong around the end of October, too. So you might have... some company coming, and then it might even start a chain reaction where you go visit someone. So be open to that, and I feel like it's good for you. And I'm also hearing from family and friends from the past. I'm getting mail or a phone call, or somebody maybe is just dropping in, but it's a friend or an associate from the past, and I'm enjoying it, and it's making me very happy. I'm glad it happened, and I'm enjoying it. Okay, so be open to that, too. All right?
Okay.
And they're waving a letter, so you got some kind of news coming, and it's good news. And I got a feeling it's something to do with money, work, or business, but a letter is coming, and it's a positive answer, okay, by the end of October for you. I'm going to turn you over to Elizabeth and let her talk to you for a minute.
Hi.
Okay. Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm thinking that you're going to be taking a trip. You really are. I don't know. It's not going to be a planned thing.
Okay.
I agree with Michael. It's like somebody's, something's going to happen. For some reason, I feel it's connected with this new person that you know, that you've just met.
Well, I just met this person today, and she kind of pulled me into this room here.
Wow.
Well, she's very much connected to you, very much so.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that there's going to be something that's going to come up. I see it in more in like the next 3 months that you two are going to take a trip together.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it's going to be at or what it's going to be, whether you're going to... Have you actually met her face-to-face?
No, I haven't.
Ah.
Interesting.
You're going to. Okay.
Yeah. I would pursue it, Tom. That's what we're trying to tell you.
You're going to meet this lady face-to-face. And it's going to be wonderful for you.
Yeah. How's that?
Like I said, I just met her this morning, and she kind of pulled me into this room, and...
Good.
Yeah.
I got a feeling you made a friend there for... Could be for life, Tom. I would follow through and get to know her well. Because the minute I heard your voice, they shot a big heart at me. It was just like somebody got my attention. And it's worth pursuing. I would stay in touch with the lady. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do we help you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did we? Any questions? I feel like you was wondering about something else. Is that you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck, buddy. Everything looks good, and I feel like whatever you're into in your own interest there is going to expand for you, and different things will be coming through to help you accomplish what it is. I don't know if you're building something or waiting or need where you need money or tools or whatever, but you have an expansion and some good news coming to you with whatever you're into.
And I agree. It's going to be good.
Yep. Okay, Tom. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy, thank you for calling. And let's see, Elizabeth, it was a pleasure being here. I think we can do one more call.
Okay, let's do one more.
All right, the boss said we can go over a couple of minutes, so caller, are you there? That was the boss. He loves me. Hi, caller. 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 Welcome to Your Inner Thoughts, caller. How you doing? Don't sound good. All right, you know what? Elizabeth, let's do your contact info and then say goodbye to everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Once again, if they want to add me on PAL, it's Emerald_Lioness. I missed that a while ago.
Okay. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, darling.
Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Where are you calling from, Rebecca?
Illinois.
Illinois. You sound loud and clear.
Well, that's good.
Okay. I'm going to give you a quickie, Rebecca. We're running out of time. I just want to give you a little insight, and then I'll let Elizabeth give you a little insight. I feel very celebrative. I feel like I'm about to or am going to be celebrating, Rebecca. I feel good about the next 30 days coming up for you. There is some wedding imagery. Don't panic. It could be a friend or a neighbor or an associate maybe inviting you to a wedding. I don't know if this makes sense, but it could also be you in your romance. If there is something going on, I do feel, I'm feeling both, actually. I feel very stable with, I feel like I'm celebrating my own personal relationships now. You got an anniversary? Are you going to a wedding or anything like that?
I was just proposed to.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
The minute I heard your voice, you know what they did? They shot a big wedding cake at me.
Oh, my God.
So, and I knew I was celebrating. So that's what I got for you, and I feel like it's going to go deeper and move forward, and I feel like it's very fun and very healthy and going to be enjoyable for you. I feel like you, you're about to become very happy in love and in romance and in relationships. So don't be afraid. Follow through. Follow your heart. I feel like it's a good thing for you. And I'm going to let you go to Elizabeth and see what she's feeling for you, okay?
All right, honey.
Okay.
Hey, Becca. All right, dear. The only thing I've got to add to that, and you know how I feel about all of it, is that the slow part's just not going to work, honey. It's going to, you're not going to take it slow like you want it to.
Oh, no.
I mean, you don't have a choice here. It's just, I'm telling you. Fear is just going, now. And you know that you deserve this happiness.
Yeah, I've been through a lot. I mean, you know that.
Yes, you have, honey.
Everybody in the dang room knows it, too.
Yes.
You've been through a lot, and it's all going to be good. And like I said, I agree with Michael. It's just like Spirit's going, now. Just stop this.
Yep. Surrounded with love.
Yeah, very much so.
And it's going to be very happy. Okay. How's that, Rebecca?
That's
scaring me to death, but all right.
Okay.
I can feel Rebecca now going,
Yeah, no, there's not going to be nothing slow with this at all. Not that
he's got this thing called love at first sight, and I am just trying to back off, you know, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I've got a lot of issues here. Oh, Lord. It's a wild one.
You're going to get through those issues, and it's going to get deeper for you. And it's going to be with him being a good provider and a good man and things in the business and work world and financially straightening out for you, too. So everything is going to work out for you.
All right. Thank you, darling.
You're going to do fine. I believe you got a good man, and you're going to do well with him and be happy. So enjoy it and have fun. You got anything legal going on? Are you waiting for approval or for something to come through for you? Lawsuit, disability, loan, anything like that?
No, I put in for a grant to get a new vehicle.
Okay, they're showing me paperwork, and there's a positive answer with this, and it's on the verge of coming through for you.
Oh, Lord, it's only about time.
Okay, I feel like it was negotiated and researched, and it's in your favor, and you're going to hear that it's going through, and it's going to solve a lot of your problems.
Oh, yeah, most definitely would, yes.
Okay, and we're talking probably days or weeks here. I'm hearing 6 days, so soon. It's going to be soon, okay?
All righty.
Okay, thank you. Tell your friends about us. Your inner thoughts.
Honey, you know I always do. You know this is angelic wisdom, right?
Yep.
Yes, honey, I did.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
All right.
Okay, Elizabeth, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Michael. I enjoyed it immensely. Thank you very much
for sharing. Okay, and I will be in your room again. I love your meditations. I want to be able to stay for the whole thing and actually go right all the way with it and really fully enjoy it. But I'm always in a hurry, so. But I did catch 3 nights in a row, and I thoroughly enjoyed it and felt good when I was done.
You're always welcome there. And thank you very much for sharing your time with me.
Okay, and thank you, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
All right, everybody, take care. I'll see you Sunday. We got a fantastic show coming up Sunday with a guest, Eileen Holland, the author of The Wiccan Handbook. That's going to be a great show. She'll be here with an hour with me, and I'm looking forward to that. So I'll see you Sunday. Take care, and God bless.